Those of you who may have been at Mass here at St. Elizabeth last weekend at 9:30 or 11:30, in connection with our opening of Catholic Schools Week, may recall to deepen our faith and be grateful stewards of God's service and gifts. Well, yesterday, or really Friday, I guess, for the closing Mass for Catholic schools, and some of the young people of our parish school are here today, they may remember that the gospel we have, how I tried to connect the three themes of the Catholic Schools Week, faith, knowledge, and service, to the components of our new parish vision on the front page of the bulletin, which I asked you to take home last week. To grow as a community disciple was the Beatitudes, the same exact gospel we had last Sunday here at the parish church. Those of you who know the Gospel of Matthew well may also realize that today's gospel about the salt and the light is immediately following the Beatitudes. So I asked the boys and girls on Friday, how many Beatitudes did Jesus talk about? I got 5, I got 12, I got 7. Finally, someone came up with the right answer, which you all know is 8. I was looking over here last night for one of the boys and girls from the parish school to make sure they got the right answer. And one of our catechists happened to be a reader, and she answered 8. I said, well, that's good. At least the catechist knows how many Beatitudes there are, right? So in connection with that, I'd like to today, with Barry's help, give you 6 new Beatitudes for St. Elizabeth Church right now. After that vision and mission on the front page, you're beginning to see over the next couple of weeks a presentation of 6 core values for our parish. How will we, as a parish community, in our individual lives and communally, be salt for the earth and light for the world? And I suggest, although I know you can't all see them, I'll swing it around here for you hiding on the side there. I know you can't read them in the back, but I'll tell you what they say. And I'll swing it around this way. Get a look. 6 Beatitudes for St. Elizabeth Church today. Being and nourishing a welcoming and inviting parish community. Do you realize that fully 2/3 of the people who are part of our church today were not members in 2000 when we started? Every year, God has blessed us with new members who bring gifts and talents to share with us and with the community at large. But we need an attitude of welcoming and inviting to engage them in the life of our church if we are to continue to grow, be faithful to the mission of Christ, to know and practice our Catholic faith. How many times have you heard it said, once I get the kids through confirmation, 6th grade, we can check out then, we know what we need to know about the faith. But if you stop and think about it, learning about our faith, being more understanding of the Word of God and the teaching church is a lifelong project. It doesn't stop with elementary school, but secondary school and adult faith formation and young adults, to continue to grow in our faith in order to live it more responsibly. This is a hard one for Catholics, 3, to call others to Christian discipleship. Not too many of us who are native-born Catholics are comfortable bringing our faith out loud in a public way in the workplace, in the neighborhood. But we are called, if we really are alive with the sense of God's faith and the wonderful things that God has done for us in Jesus Christ, to give testimony and witness to that when the situation arises. So many of the people with which we live and work are empty in their lives and are looking for some deeper meaning and purpose that we know only Christ can give. And if our mouths are shut, the light is not being shared. You've heard this many times in 16 years, that God calls us by his rich blessings to be a community of grateful stewards, sharing our gifts and resources with others. But in our own time, there are so many people struggling. Look at the news about refugees and immigrants all over the world who are struggling in deep, profound ways. So we need to take our resources and make them available to others near and far in gratitude and appreciation to God. Compassionate pastoral care. Oh yeah, you know what? That means that Deacon Barry and I should be real nice to people when they're sick. It means a lot more than that. I spoke with a woman a little while back. She's going through a very painful time, a separation, divorce, conflict with the families. She said, Father, I just can't go to church anymore and sit in church and see all those happy families. I said, sit in my chair. Where are all those happy families? All of you come with burdens in your hearts. And people you live with and work with are struggling in life, and we need to be compassionately attentive to their needs right around us, let alone the larger community. Compassionate care for one another is not just the clergy's job for you. It's our job as disciples for one another, to lift each other up in Christ. Finally, a Christ-centered life in the sacraments. I commend you for being here today, and many of you are very, very regular in your celebration of the Eucharist week after week. But so many of our brothers and sisters no longer have at the center of their hearts an alive commitment to be nourished and strengthened by the sacraments of Eucharist and reconciliation that God has provided to keep us alive. So we need to invite others of our faith to refocus their lives fundamentally on Christ and to be willing to come here to celebrate with us and be strengthened in their faith to live as the light of the world in the world. Six Beatitudes or values for the transformation of St. Elizabeth's Parish community and the transformation of our individual lives to be more faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Christ came into the world to enlighten us, and Christ will be present in the world of 2017 and 18 and 19 to enlighten it through the light that we bring. Please, don't let these be words on a page. Take the bulletin home to talk with one another and pray over our vision and mission. And in the weeks ahead, look for a wonderful chart of our values to see how we can grow in becoming the community Christ calls us to be. And then a wonderful, bright, healing, and engaging light will shine throughout Northern Chester County.